The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's a home game at PBA for the men's basketball team. Hopefully, a lot of you have plans to go down there and help them
get that dub.
Help them get a win. Help them get a win. They need you. That's what it said in the email. They need you at PBA. And rightfully so. Again, shorthanded. Next Huskers up. This is the kind of game where the crowd can step up because there's a little bit of the underdog factor in play, and some folks are going to get seen that haven't been seen in the minutes they going to get tonight, so we're going to check it out. Hopefully, again, you're making your way down there. 402-464-5685, Starter Hammond text line, Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to be a part of what we're talking about, hit us with a what's up, and come on in the conversation. Starter Hammond live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live, so you can see what's going on in studio and from wherever you are in the country, in the area, in the town, in the neighborhood. You can see what's going on. Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, let them know about the Mercado.
The Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock. Every type of meat, every type of cut.
Everything. It's where you get your meat. It's Tomahawk Friday. We're going to be out there Friday. Tomahawk Steak Friday, Jay Foreman.
On Jake.
That's it. Jake Sorensen, big money bag. Sorensen.
That's right. Honolulu Jake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In this space. Jay Foreman, lots to cover again. Big ball game tonight at PBA. How do you expect this thing to line up? How do you expect this the first five to be? How do you think that plays out?
The starting lineup?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, you know, the good thing that, Fred has, he has some options, you know. You can start Goggles along with D. Walker. You can throw Tominaga in there. You can start Lawrence. You know, you could even start Dawson. But obviously, you think, you know, I think it's going to be CJ, D. Walk, obviously Griesel. I think Dawson, maybe, just because he brings that defensive edge. And, you know, depending on Northwestern, you know, you either start Brydenback or Casey. But I think that, you know, Casey is really good in his role, so you want to kind of make sure that he stays, like, you know, in there. So, actually, I think you might start Lawrence instead because I think what happens is when you have D. Walker and Dawson, Wilcher and Sam Griesel, it gives you tremendous amount of flexibility along with Lawrence, you know, to switch all of those four positions. Now, ideally, I like D. Walker as a, you know, high post, you know, kind of a point forward type of player where he can, you know, obviously make something happen, create opportunities not only for himself but other players. So that's where I think, that, you know, I might put Wilhelm in there, you know, just so that, you know, he can bang in there a little bit. And he does a really good job. But, you know, again, with the lack of depth inside, you know, you got to make sure that you are very conscious of early foul trouble and how the game's going to go. So I think, you know, based on, you know, who Northwestern probably is projected to come out, I think that's what Nebraska's going to do. But I think they have options. I think, you know, Quiet has kept, you know, last home game, you know, which is really good for a player like Oleg. I know that, you know, I always say free Oleg, but, you know, I think, you know, the more he's played, he's getting a little bit more comfortable. So now he's, you know, it's not as delayed, or he, you know, you could tell the way he's moving, he feels more comfortable in playing. And he was pretty effective last game to where he was – I didn't see a lot of missed defensive assignments. I saw him, you know, obviously catch the ball and be confident enough and effective enough to go and score. Got a couple rebounds, you know, got after a little bit defensively. And so that's a positive right there. So whether it's giving a breather or playing extended minutes, I think this is a great opportunity for him. But then he also showed the ability to go in there and be effective, you know, in the Ohio State game, which is, you know, a pretty physical team, you know, themselves, and always has, you know, talented players, as they, you know, shown. So, you know, looking forward to this night is good. I think this team is a pretty close team. So I think that I envision whoever does play, I think they're all going to rally around each other. But I look for the, you know, the D Walkers and Greasels to really get after and get busy. And then, look for another two guys to have a pretty good night. And I think Dawson can do that, considering that he can get out on the break. He can cause trouble in defensive switches. He plays with a tremendous amount of energy, and stamina, and his ability to help with rebounding, you know, will be really, really good. And I think his on the ball ability to you know, on the ball pressure is good. So now the biggest thing Nebraska has to do is make sure that my man Boo Booey doesn't continue to be, you know, the thorn in Nebraska's side, because he's always, you know, seemed to be that guy that hits either a clutch shot or has a big game against Nebraska. So I think it also helps out if, you know, with the new focus on defense this year, to throw different type of body types at him.
That's right. What I was going to ask you about Denham, maybe seeing Denham in that space against Boo Booey just to change it up.
He's plenty quick. He can stay in front of him. He's physical.
Can you run Greasel at him?
You can run anybody you want at him. And that's the good thing about it. It doesn't have to be for extended periods. It's just to give him a different look, because he's a pretty creative scorer. But then also I think that if you want to hedge, you know, and I call it super hedge, when you really want to rush him and get him off of his rhythm on a pick and roll, whether he uses the pick and roll or rejects the pick and roll, I think to have different body types is really good for, you know, it's and this is also – where you can, you know, eliminate the guesswork for a player that's playing more minutes in a high-pressure situation like today – or tonight, excuse me, to where, you know, you want to win this game. There's a lot of anxiety. You lost your last game, so forth and so on. You want to keep things very, very simple and have your veteran players or guys that have played, obviously, more minutes up to now, they can adjust on the fly. And so, you know, I think it helps that Nance isn't, you know, there anymore. He's at North Carolina.
Sorry to see it.
And Boo Booey, you know, had a pretty good combination. But if we can do a really good job, for the most part, if they've done on guards, on Northwestern's guards, you know, they'll be good. And I think that, you know, against Penn State, their third scorer, really had a good day against them. I think he had, what, 4 or 5 threes, 21 points. And so sometimes when you lose that type of game, you got to not necessarily tip your hat, but you understand, like, look, we wanted to do this against their first and second score. Third score got hot. Now, we should have played better in certain situations. But Nebraska has got to do a little bit better job in themselves of, number one, obviously, at home, shooting free throws. That's critical. Well, it is. I mean, I look at it like they're free throws for a reason. They're free points. The clock stopped. They can continue along the momentum, you know, keep the momentum going when you're doing something positive. But then also it can stop the momentum of other teams. And if you're getting to the free throw line, that means you're going downhill.
But seeing the ball go in the bucket for
huge.
A team that has difficulty shooting from range, for Tominaga, look, he always – his game goes up the moment he goes to free throw line.
Right.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jay gets better when he has to go through and fight through being at the free throw line. Goggles is the same. Breitenbach's the same way.
Right. They all are. I mean, look, anytime that you can get to the free throw line and hit it, it's good. It's like you get, you know, positive, you know, affirmation of a you know, previous action. And so, you know, I think it needs to be an emphasis that we want to physically impose our will on these guys. And that's being very, very sharp with our cuts, being very, very and I always, when I coach basketball, I always say, try to coach them, say, move with a purpose. Don't just move to do it, right? Move with a purpose, and the purpose is when you get it, we are going to be effective with this ball, passing, cutting, driving, creating. And when we get downhill, we're going to get downhill with authority, and we attack the glass. We are trying to come with the clubber lane knockout quickly, and you can do that just by your actions. And it flows over into your defense as well. And there's no better way than have, whether they're rotational players or specialty players, really come in and excite the crowd. Whether it's a 50-50 ball and we get, or a block, or a steal, or a, you know, whatever it needs to be, the energy needs to be brought there. Then that way you get the crowd going, and then, you know, you can ride that momentum all the way to a victory.
I think this is a night, especially with this, I mean, you got an 8-man roster.
You're none better than this, man. I mean,
so now those kids at the end, the kids at the end of the bench.
I want no 10-man roster, right? GP. I want to play till my tongue is on the ground.
This is right. That this is it. That now, when you look down to that other end of the bench, when you call somebody, it's very specific.
Yeah.
About what you're looking for. Like when you look past your 8 into and here's I want to shout this out because I think it comes into play. So McPherson's out.
Yeah.
Lloyd is redshirt. Gary's out. Bandamel's out. Now, what's left beyond that that you can call to, that you can actually call to? One, Sam Hoiberg. So if he wants to deliver something with a backcourt player who's going to do exactly what he tells him to do
right, when
he hits the floor, that's a look that you can go with. Blaise Keita, you're trying to find out, one, how healthy he is. And that gives you another big, because if the big can handle in this space, it takes some of the burden off D. Walker. It also frees up D. Walker to go and play point that point forward position the way they need. Jeffrey Grace, Cale Jacobson, Oleg, Henry Burt. I just want to point that out, that when you get down to that end of the bench, and this is one that I want to circle because I don't know what the deal is, but I fell in love with Cale Jacobson a year ago.
He cold-blooded. If he didn't get hurt at the wrong time, he might not be Power 5 scholarship. He would have been going to like easily a mid-major. He can flat out shoot the basketball and he can score. Played at Ashland. It was Ashland Greenwood, mm-hmm. and he won in a last second shot. So, you know, look, there's plenty of opportunity there for these guys. And at this point, you've practiced all off season. You're practicing in season. You're in the same meetings. You're lifting the same weights. Mm-hmm. But you're at home.
And a 6'4" combo guard who can shoot and can defend Big Ten guards.
Yeah, he has the size to do it. But you know, I look at it like a Sam Hoiberg or Jacobson. Those are guys that, you know, right before the media timeouts,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like say, like if it's, you know, a minute or two, those guys can come in there and spell.
And stir the room up.
Stir the room up. You know?
Like, stir the room. The moment Sam and Cale hit the scores table, the building stands up.
Right. Stay in front of your guy. Work him three-quarter court.
Don't need a lot from him.
Don't need a lot. And that's called maximizing your roster. And that's what you have to do. You have to stretch that out. You know, you might have 8 guys that you know that you can hang your hat on. But you need to be, you know, 9-10 when you can actually go down there and get something positive out of it. And everybody should be excited as well.
Is this an 8-minute Oleg night? Is this a 12-minute Oleg night?
I mean, I think, you know, what did he play against Ohio State?
I think he ended up with 12 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that.
No, I don't know. He only had like 4 minutes, actually.
Yeah, that's about a, let's go 6 to 8 for Oleg. And, yeah. You know, whether you do 2 minute spurts or not, still, he can do some work in there. And this is a good night, good matchup for him as well.
Austin, how many are you checking that out? What did he give us? What did he give last?
I am efforting. Pulled up last year's box score instead of this one.
Yeah, no, it just, I was trying to think. For whatever reason, I remember it seemed he was on the floor longer than he actually was, which is a compliment.
Yeah, but he was effective, though. He was effective for Oleg, and he's taking a big step forward as far as, you know, going out there and not look like kind of like lost in space. I think that you know, he's done a good job.
So. I just want
5 minutes for Oleg.
5 minutes, yeah. So I just want him to go out, and if Bowie gets into the paint, that it's either a block shot, an ultra shot, or a foul.
I want him to drop step on somebody.
Just punch him.
Just punch it on him.
Punch him.
And then the whole, you know, he takes the roof off of PBA.
I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
Like, this is a you have nothing to lose vibe.
Hey,
now.
Man, I'm going to tell you, Oleg, when they were down and playing North Carolina State and they had the little scuffle. I'm going to tell you this, though.
OG.
This is when I knew Oleg was about that life. The first guy off that bench down there was Oleg.
Can't spell Oleg without OG. Yeah. Man, that dude came out.
Is it something European? You mentioned the Bulgarian slapper.
Oh, right? Like, it's a thing. Like, he came through. Like, I know he had to fight. He had to fight in his backyard because his mom could ball. So,
and his dad could, too, right?
Yeah, so he never got a free pass at home. So, Oleg, I think Oleg understands the assignment. I just want to see him be more physical. Like, if we could rub off 10% of Goggle's aggressiveness onto Oleg,
right?
They're both like the perfect Big Ten backups.
Yeah.
Like, I just need 10% of Braden Box. Hey, I'll run through you and the wall,
right,
to get to Oleg, and then freeze up Braden Box to be him, and then let Oleg, you know, get into play. So that's going to be exceptional. Jay, I want to get into your head because, listening to some of the other shows today, and shout out to Coach Bill Bush and shout out to Coach Kenny Wilhite for coming on and adding to the programming, because I'm just telling you, these are conversations and bits of information that the average fan doesn't get.
Sure, yeah.
And in those conversations, Bill Bush and Wilhite mentioned that there is an advantage in this whole transfer portal thing, because offensive players have an easier transition in the transfer portal from defensive players. Offensive players, you can tell them what the lineup, you can tell them where to go. Defensive players, you have to teach scheme, philosophy, motion. Like, you have to teach a bunch of things. So I want you to just take a minute. We'll go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you, let's put you in the position of a linebacker coach or a defensive coordinator, and tell me what's required to bring in one of these transfers and get them into a system where they can not only know it, but prosper in it.
Yeah.
We'll get Jay's Foreman take on that when we come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.